for you know, feeding your own brain.
That's right.
And that means KBOO 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. And you get with the book, you get Ted Rawls comic book inside. With the movie, you get the cartoons, the animation by Keith Tucker of Portland.
Greg, we got to leave it at that. The music's come up. They're waving at me. We've run out of time. Once again, it's been great to have you down here for the morning. And just keep up the great work and stay safe, my friend.
Okay, and my love to Joanne listening in. Okay, bye.
Take care now. Well, you all have a good week, and thank you for your support.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good morning. It's 8:59, and you're listening to KBOO Portland. And coming up next, it's Press Watch.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Grand Central Bakery, open every day 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and offering coffee, breads, pastries, soups, and sandwiches. Lunch was provided by Clyde Common, a European-style tavern with communal tables and cocktail bar, located downtown at 1014 Southwest Dark Street. They offer small plates, main courses, and feasts from 3 p.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. Dinner was provided by Sengatera, an authentic Ethiopian restaurant at 3833 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday up to 10 p.m., with bar and live music open until 2:30 a.m. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. And I am Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of Monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. The number to call is 877-500-5266. We got to raise a couple $1,000. That's just 10 of you calling in to get a KBOO hoodie. I think that you will enjoy having a KBOO hoodie. It has our lovely stylized tower on the front with a star representing all the transmission rays we're shooting out. And it looks great. And people like having a hoodie. I know that because I used to have one a couple of years ago and it kind of disappeared. Someone said, hey, that must be my hoodie. And I'm not the only person that happened to. So watch it. When you call in to get your hoodie, keep your hands on it. 877-500-5266. Portland International now wants you to get a permit to protest. You have to have a permit to protest at Portland International. Well, I have some news for you, Portland International. We already have a permit. It's called the First Amendment. Remember that? Congress shall make no law. Free speech. Yep, we don't need a damn permit to protest or say whatever we want at Portland International. And Portland International, that's final. The DC police are demanding that Facebook hand over data on Trump protesters. And that's just the sort of fight we're in right now. I want to say that I am inspired by the resistance against the Trump regime that I've observed in the last couple of weeks. It's been terrific. I mean, starting with the gigantic Women's March, and so many actions, including right here at the Portland airport, greeting people who were trying to immigrate and were initially stopped by the racist Trump order. Fantastic. And no, we don't need an additional permit. We have the First Amendment. Portland International, shut up about that. Retract it. I insist. Remember, in this fight against orange fascism, that protesting is not the only means you have at your disposal. You can join community radio, for example, at 877-500-5266. Do you have your hoodie yet? By the way, if you're not making great guns, cash, I guess great gun. I mean, you know, $20 a month isn't all that much money. If you have $20 now, you'll have $20 next month. That's how you do it. You call us up, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KABU. And ask for the hoodie. Set up the $20 a month. And it's really, of course, about giving us $20 a month. Pardon me. And I give $25. And get yourself a hoodie. My goodness, you need a hoodie. I mean, look at that weather out there. It's just going to be so much nicer. Especially, you know, hoodies are perfect for around, you know, March, April, May in this town. I think you will like having that. Or anytime at night. You want your hoodie, 877-500-5266. Protesting is not the only means you have at your disposal. You have the capacity to shut down repression at its source if you can get in a jury pool. And if you signed up to vote, and just about everybody does in the state of Oregon, you can get in a jury pool. Now, remember the story from Free Speech Radio News, not Radio News, but Radio News. They have a good nose for news. Quoting, in a surprise victory, a Washington state jury has refused to convict Ken Ward, the first of five valve turners who shut off tar sands pipelines from Canada to Washington in October of last year. Ken Ward, who turned off an emergency block valve on Kinder Morgan's Trans Mountain pipeline, was charged with two felony counts. After more than 5 hours of deliberation, Ward's three-day trial ended in a hung jury with at least one juror refusing to convict. End quote. Now, that's called jury nullification, and it's your legal right. We'll talk about that a little bit. Now, maybe you haven't heard about the valve turners at all. It was a very peaceful protest. I mean, it was so peaceful that they carefully researched. There were several of them. They carefully researched how to turn off the valves on those giant high-pressure pipelines without bursting them, and they did so successfully. They were very careful about it. It was a simultaneous action. It was a peaceful protest. There's a lot of things they could have done. They could have popped open those pipelines with high-powered rifles somewhere and made a mess. They could have, I don't know, I suppose they could have, you know, shot out the transformers at the power stations to the power company's high-rise or something like that. They didn't do anything like that. They did a very careful, peaceful Gandhian protest, and they were going to go down for two felonies each, and they're still trying to knock these people down with felonies, but then came along jury nullification, your legal right, I should emphasize. It's your legal right to refuse to convict if the charge is excessive. If the conviction would result in the oppression of a people's hero like Ken Ward, or, and this is much more common, if the situation is racially charged, i.e. if someone's being charged with an offense that a white person would get a pass on, or if someone is likely to suffer racially biased sentencing after conviction. How common is that? Extremely common. Extremely common. So common that we, in fact, have more black people in chains now than in 1850. Use that no vote, nullify. If you have ever so much as puffed on a doobie while it was illegal, then don't be a hypocrite. Use that no vote. And don't let on at any point in the jury process when you're being selected, while you're going into the jury box, whatever. Don't let on that you're anything but meekly conformist. Just remember social justice and recruit true. And in Oregon, they have this racist... it's a long story, but in order to exacerbate racism, they changed. This is one of two states, this and Louisiana, where you can have someone disagreeing and still be convicted. It's called the majority. I forget what it's called anyway. In Oregon, you have to recruit a couple of your fellow jurors to your point of view when you get to the deliberation process. Wait until you get to the deliberation process. Recruit true of your fellow jurors to your point of view. Talk about social justice. Shame them about smoking that doobie. Whatever it takes. Talk about apartheid rule. Talk about the new Jim Crow. And then, bam, hit Jim Crow and or corporate government right in the teeth with a failure to convict. Jury nullification. Remember that. You have the right to say no. And now they'll try to tell you otherwise. And it ain't so. Number to call. 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266 right now, and that means you. Has to be now, because if it's not now, then you'll be doing something else, and the moment will pass. And I think that you agree with me that it would be great, and you deserve to have, no, really, come on, it's just a piece of clothing, but and it's a rather expensive piece of clothing if you think about it. But it's really about supporting KBOO. It's a very nice piece of clothing. We have your size. We have a few minutes. Do you have 3 minutes to get on the phone right now? 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO. 877-500-5266. I want 10 people to call in. That means you. You have to be one of the 10. Call in. Say you want the hoodie. Tell us what size you are. It's going to take 3 minutes. Big deal. And you will be thrilled with this hoodie. I think that you will like it very much. It's a nice, thick piece of cloth. It's got the transmission tower with a big red star in front. You know, it's an ironic reference to the old socialist style. And I'm an old socialist myself, so it's very appropriate. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO. Are you calling? Are you dialing right now? We are ready for your call. We have the hoodie. We also have a t-shirt. If you want to get your feet wet, you want to do $5 a month instead of 20, then call us and get a t-shirt. We have lovely t-shirts. We will describe them to you. Now, today we face the horror of the confirmation of the Klan sympathizer, Jeff Sessions, a Confederate, and I use that word advisedly, of death squad racism. This man now heads the Department of Justice, and 52 senators voted him in. I don't give a damn what their reasons are or their excuses. They just put a monster in. This follows many fox in the henhouse appointments seeking to destroy the already weakened protections available for all of us. You know, for example, from the EPA. Just destroy the earth, no big deal. The fox in this henhouse is here to destroy the American people, to make war on us, specifically all of us, except heterosexual Christian white males. That's a minority. Notice that? This is called minority rule. Rule from the minority. Heterosexual Christian white males are a minority. And this election has been stolen, as you just heard on the previous show. Find the details at gregpalast.com. 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 P-A-L-A-S-T. Gregpalast.com. All the rest of us will suffer from allowing this racist monster into office. But of course, people of color will suffer the most. And this will be under the auspices of his racist monster boss. The thing to remember, the thing to remember about the Alt-Reich and the Klan and the Nazis is that they are proven historic death squad terror groups. There's not that many of them, but there are so many people, and I'm talking about white people, who allow these groups to exist and say, oh, they're entitled to their opinion. They are not entitled to intimidate us as death squad groups. They are not entitled to exist. Now think about it. If their name, just if nothing was changed about them but their name and their skin color, what would happen to them? How many bullets each would they now have in them and their collaborators? If they were ISIS, if they were Al-Qaeda, if for that matter they were Black Panthers, we know what has happened. We know what happened to Emmett Till. And the only reason we allow Jeff Sessions and his Klan and his Nazis to go forward and to rule is because it's okay to kill colored people in the United States. It's okay to kill colored people in the United States. It's okay to murder colored people in the United States. That's what it's about. It is nothing short of that. It is nothing, nothing, nothing short of that. This is a murdering state. And all the police who say nothing when they know they're Confederates, our Klan or Nazis who choke, shoot, murder, all those who say nothing are in collaboration, and the whole world knows this. We can hide it from ourselves because of the dynamics of politics, but we can't hide it from the world. This is a monster apartheid state, and it must come down. White terrorism, like the Dylann Roof massacre, Andrew Stack crashing his plane into the IRS building, Alex Jones fan Jared Loughner attacking Representative Gifford and the whole crowd there, all goes in the memory hole. All goes in the memory hole. Dylann Roof, maybe not today. You just wait. Give it a few weeks. We won't be talking about Dylann Roof. And that's because of our racism. And that's because whiteness needs to be deconstructed and destroyed. Whiteness. What is whiteness? Is white a gene? It is not. It is a status. The number to call, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Have you called for your hoodie yet? Actually, there have been calls for the hoodie. I need eight more people to call in. Get that hoodie. That's $20. You got $20 now, you're going to have $20 next month. Just set it up. Become a KBOO supporter. This is what you can do. This is something that you can do. There are so many things that we all need to do. I said that I was thrilled that there is so much resistance popping up. It's super important. The next few months are going to be so important to fight back the fascism, to fight back apartheid rule, which is only increasing under Trump. You know, in a sense, it's more visible now. We've certainly had apartheid rule under Obama. Isn't that a strange thing to say? But we did. We had white apartheid rule under Obama. It is now increasing. It will worsen. I want to give you the details. I want to go on further. I would like to hear the phone ring again and get that third of 10, please. Third of 10, please. Call in to get, you can get the t-shirt. I'm happy with that. I don't want to, you know, crush you if you're not making good wages right now. Maybe you just want to go for that $5. Maybe you just want to get your feet wet and be part of People's Community Radio. How important is that? It is so important. It is why this town did not go for Trump and never will. Huge difference that our 50,000 or whatever audience, I think it's larger than that, has an outsized effect. And many, many people coming to this town have commented on the effect that a good community radio station has on the population at large, because you remember things. You say things in conversation and it spreads. People get an aha moment by talking to you when you talk about, you know, what whiteness is, when you talk about what intimidation is and why it's not the same for a Klansman to pop up. For a Klansman to pop up and say anything is actually a subtext saying, I get to kill you and not pay for it. That's what being a Klansman means. That's what being a Nazi means. That's what being alt-Reich means, is you get to oppress people of color and get away with it. That's always in the context. And as I said, if you were any other terrorist group, you'd be imprisoned, shot to rags. You wouldn't get away with it. Replace the word Klan with ISIS or Qaeda, and what do you get? But we don't think about it as white people. We don't want to think about it. It uncovers way too much. There's something you can do about that. Now, that is, think clearly. And if you start feeling guilty, white people, fellow white people, well, that's okay. Go ahead and feel guilt. People sneer at you for feeling guilt, so what? If you can't feel guilt, you are not human. 877-500-5266, that's one of the other things you can do. You can call right now. Get yourself a hoodie. If you got, if you're doing decent work, you got $20 in the bank, then take a leap. Get that hoodie. You will so enjoy that. You would deserve it. And I need another 7 people to call in to get the hoodie. 7 people got to call in, pledge that $20 a month. It comes out to $240 a year. Oh, yeah. It's going to stack up to $2,400 before 10 o'clock. That means you got to call right now. It's got to be you. 877-500-5266. White supremacists and other domestic extremists maintain an active presence in U.S. police departments. It's certainly no exaggeration. I'm reading from TheIntercept.com, one of the few sources of good journalism, TheIntercept.com, like KBOO, like Democracy Now!, depends on direct contributions. White supremacists and other domestic extremists maintain an active presence in U.S. police departments and other law enforcement agencies. A striking reference to that conclusion, The Intercept writes, notable for its confidence and the policy prescriptions which accompany it, appears in a classified FBI counterterrorism policy guide from April 2015 obtained by The Intercept. That guide, which details the process by which the FBI enters individuals on a terrorism watch list, the known or suspected terrorist file, notes that domestic terrorism investigations focused on militia extremists, white supremacist extremists, and sovereign citizen extremists often have identified active links to law enforcement officers. That's a quote, and it explains in some detail how bureau policies have been crafted to take this infiltration into account. Now, I say take the infiltration into account. This is what I'm complaining about. And as you'll hear in a moment, that office has been largely shut down. Why? Because it's okay to kill colored people in the United States. We, the white people of the United States, kill colored people. It's a very profitable thing, intimidation. Intimidation means that you, my fellow white people, are much more likely to get a job when you apply for it. Despite all the lies and the whining about, oh, affirmative action, it's unfair, and these are all just outright lies that have been disproven over and over and over and over. This is a white-dominated nation, and the domination is brought about by murder. It's like rape, in the sense that the domination of women has the enforcement mechanism of rape. Every woman everywhere, and that includes me, even though my voice sounds very male to you right now, every woman knows that violence against her could erupt at any place, at any moment. It affects our personalities. Oh, yes, it does. Let me tell you, I've noticed since I grew a pair, so to speak, it turned out that the way I think about myself wasn't as sovereign as I thought it was. And it goes on down the line, and the final enforcement mechanism for the hierarchy of sexism, the hierarchy of the white Christian heterosexual male, comes down to rape. In the case of women, it comes down to police violence and every spectrum from that. It comes down to police violence is one side of the spectrum. The other side of the spectrum is just kind of white people looking away when they see black people. Just right down to that. It's all of a piece. It can't be otherwise. The context is there. We cannot deny it. We white people cannot deny that. KBOO. KBOO is here to tell the truth as best we can find it out. Tell the truth from our hearts. It makes a difference in the society. You can help. Call 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Now, I was quoting The Intercept on this, and I'll be getting back to that in a moment. Fortunately, I am able to be joined right now by Pledge Central. And let me see. Hi, Pledge Central. Who's there? Who's
Hi, coming? Teresa.
It's Ani.
Strangely, it's Ani and Kyle.
Yes,
hi,
yes.
Kyle.
Hello. Good to meet you.
What's the number to call?
You know, that number is, in fact, 877-500-5266. You're listening to Teresa right now. You know the reasons it's important to call, because you rely on Teresa's defiant attitude every Thursday morning, as we have for oh so long here on KBOO. We have had calls in already, Teresa, people taking you up on your direct enticement to support Press Watch and to support KBOO. And to get that hoodie, you know, because, well, they love your show. Because, in fact, people have said that they love your attitude. They love your defiance. They love the very clear way you have of putting the truth out there. And we appreciate those kind words and that feedback. And now we just need that feedback in the form of some more contributions as people join KBOO right now at 877-500-5266. Teresa is talking about the KBOO hoodie, right? It's a gorgeous hoodie. It's got the KBOO logo on it, and it can be yours for $20 a month. That is a $20 membership every month, sustaining us to the tune of $240 over the course of a year. Call right now and make that happen. That's 877-500-5266. A lot of folks have been calling this morning. It's a wonderful thing. And I just want to thank some people right now. I want to thank Sharon for becoming a new member. Sharon in Salem, thank you so much. I want to thank Jason and Paulina for renewing their membership. Paulina in Forest Grove, Jason in North Portland, Louis renewed in Southwest Portland, William renewed in Southwest Portland, Robert renewed in Southeast Portland, and the list goes on from there. We'll thank some more people in a minute, but right now we want to make sure that your name gets included in this wonderful festivity of great gratitude. Yeah, that's it. Wonderful festivity of gratitude, otherwise known as We Love Our Members. And in fact, it is because of your support that KBOO stays on the air. It is a direct sort of democracy sort of thing. As we work together to create great community radio, we have amazing, talented, and passionate volunteers like Teresa Mitchell coming in to create the programs that keep your ears tuned in and keep your heart and spirit connected to the struggle, to the movement, knowing that we are working together to change the world and make it a better place. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Go ahead right now and realize that what you can do is actually support this station so that we can be here for everyone. You have a very important part to play. And if you are new to the area, understand this is your time to help pick up the mantle and move it forward. Please. Do that right now. Think about $20 a month joining the station or increasing your monthly contribution and getting the KBOO hoodie so that you too can be seen around town showing your boo pride. That's 877-500-5266.
Or you can donate on our website, kboo.fm/give.
Absolutely. That is another way to do it. You can also come down 20 Southeast 8th, and you can be right here. We're a half block south of Burnside. Come in, meet the folks that make the radio happen. I will give you a tour of the station, explain how radio is actually made. You can think about volunteering. You can know that you have done your part and see how your money is spent here at KBOO, 20 Southeast 8th. Yeah,
go? Now, Ani, I just got here, but has coffee been brewed at
the moment? Oh, yes. We have the coffee.
If you do... And if you do come to KBOO, we do have coffee. Probably plenty of it, I would
imagine.
Indeed.
We'll be happy to pour you a cup. Come on down, meet the missus, and you'll be happy you did so. Well, we would love to meet you, our listeners. But perhaps easiest of all, right now, pick up the phone and give us a call. Help us raise that $1,000 this hour. You can do it. 877-500-5266.
Thank you so much, Pledge Central. All right. Now I want to summarize what I was talking about before. Let's review. Started off talking with about the fact that there has been tremendous resistance. You should take heart at that. This is super important because, as Naomi Klein has warned, as many, let's say, logistics-oriented politicians know, on the right or the left or in the middle, when you have a regime change of this severity, you have about 6 months to make it the new normal. Now, think about that. Do you want this to be the new normal? A lot of you resigned already. A lot of you listened to me, and you're giving fascism your resignation. Stop. I want you to fight, because think about the consequences. Think about what you will feel like about yourself if you don't fight. Think about what will happen to the society if you don't fight. Fight, and there are many ways to fight. I talked about jury nullification. Very important. This apartheid rule... it comes about in many little steps it takes to put black people in chains, to put people of color in chains, literally in chains, in penitentiaries, doing times for stuff white people get a pass on. Every one of you who ever toked a doobie when it was illegal, you owe the people of the United States, all of the people of the United States who do not have your privilege, jury nullification. And this is how it works. You know, you're driving your car. Supposedly your taillight is out. Well, maybe it's not out. No one ever checks. You know, if there's really going to be a point pressed, there might be a convenient swift kick to that taillight. Policeman wants to search your car because you're a person of color. Hey, white people, how often your car gets searched, huh? No, searching is for people of color. Car gets searched. And the fact is far less likely for a person of color to be driving dirty than a white person. Far less likely. This is statistically proven over and over again. Far less likely. And so it may be that the cop will get kind of frustrated and he'll decide that he didn't get enough deference. That's apartheid deference. And, a little packet might slip out from his pocket. And it's the cop's word against someone who got stopped with drugs in their car. So to jail they go. And bail is set. They can make bail. You got enough for bail right now? Hey, you, anybody, you got enough for bail? No, you don't. There's something like 5% of the population's got enough money for bail, and they're all white. You don't have bail, so you're going to sit in the jail. And eventually you're going to go to trial. And your court-supplied attorney is going to tell you, plead guilty. Be very meek, tell them it was the first time. If you even get to a jury, they're going to be frowning at you because they've seen all of these television shows. And they think they know that the cop is always right. And the jury's going to go into the deliberation room. And you're going to be there. You're going to be one of the people in the jury. And then something different is going to happen. You knowing, as you do from KBOO Radio, that it takes more than one person to object, you will recruit two people on the jury saying there are issues of social justice here. All of you smoked something when it was illegal. All of you have drunk when you're underage, whatever. That could be you, except that it can't be you because you're not a person of color. And there's a matter of social justice, and we should spike this whole process by saying, no, that's called jury nullification. Now, you will be told in various ways in the whole process, and especially just by the intimidation and the expectations and the instructions. They will never, ever tell you that you have a right to jury nullification, but you must. You have a moral obligation to nullify the jury when you see someone being dragged in on something that you would have gotten a pass on. You know you would have gotten a pass on most of the stuff, and this is how we fill up the jails, and this is how we have a more severe slave state than we had in the 1850s. We have to confront all of these facts. These are facts. This is what we live in. This is the horror and the mire and the degradation that we live in. This is the United States. But you can do something different. You can shine them on Pollyanna all the way until you get to a deliberation process, recruit two people to social justice, and spike the process. And that's what was done with Ken Ward, who was a pipeline turner. Justice was done. Ken Ward is out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for that one little thing. And here's hoping it's a start. Jury nullification. Look it up. Remember it. Spread the word. Talk to other people about it. Let's stop mass incarceration. Let's frustrate the process. Jury nullification. KBOO Radio is your source of this kind of opinion and facts. You need this. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel how much you need KBOO Radio? There's so many of you who support KBOO. We get better than 10%. I mean, this is the standard for community radio stations across the country. They have tiny audiences. Don't spend money on advertising. It's still a boutique thing in this town. Here's another thing you can do. Here's another thing you can do to fight orange fascism. That is, tell somebody all about KBOO Radio. Get them fired up. Get them fired up about it. Tell them about this. Tell them about our wonderful late night programs. I love them. Tell them about our music programs. Tell them about what we broadcast on Saturday mornings. It's terrific. It's fun. If you leave your radio on KBOO, you'll hear different languages. You'll hear different, very different music from across the world. You will hear local music played live in our back studio. That's the real fun of radio. 877-552-6066. You know, because it's fun to resist. It's fun to resist. It's a better life. This is what we offer you. Your life is improved by KBOO. Why don't you improve your life? Why don't you give yourself permission? I know a lot of you, maybe on basic, I do this. I don't spend a lot of money on clothing. I like to go to thrift shops. I like the variety for one thing. And I find stuff that fits me better. And I don't usually spend that much money on a piece of clothing. But that's not what it's about. I really want you to have the hoodie because people see the hoodie. It's an excellent piece of clothing. I mean, it's just a styling. Having a black hoodie is a piece of clothing that you need in this town. It's cotton, which is perfect. You know, cotton's terrible for extreme conditions. It's called death cloth. You don't want to go hiking in high mountains wearing cotton. It's a dumb idea. But it's perfect for in this city where it drizzles and fizzles, and you have the cotton, which will wick it out. It'll absorb some of it. It'll dry out when you have it on the rack. It's just perfect. It's a cotton, thick cotton hoodie. It's black, looks good. It's yours. If you have 20 bucks in the bank right now, if you have 20 bucks, you're going to have 20 bucks next month. It's so easy. Call us 3 minutes on the phone, 877-500-5266. I need another six people, just six more people to get the hoodie. It's a double thing. People are going to ask you what the heck is that design on the front, and you're going to tell them about KBOO Radio. That's why I'm pushing the hoodie so hard. Get the hoodie, 877-500-5266. If you're currently donating at $5 a month, well, then you only have to increase it by $15. You're going to get the hoodie. Think about that. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. Social justice is so refreshing now, isn't it? Isn't it? Wouldn't you rather be on the side of social justice? Wouldn't you rather fight? Wouldn't you rather fight? to the barricades. That's what this station is about. Let's tell you, as they said in the Paris Commune, to the barricades. Do something that affirms life, liberty, fraternity. Now, I was talking about white supremacists and law enforcement. There's an article in The Intercept. It is too long for me to pass on the whole thing, and I just want to direct you to the article, but I'm going to quote a little bit more of it. They write, "Although these right-wing extremists have posed a growing threat for years, federal investigators have been reluctant to publicly address that threat or to point out the movement's longstanding strategy of infiltrating the law enforcement community." And speaking for myself, this is the thing about whiteness. The most powerful thing that keeps apartheid and Jim Crow slavery happening is denial. Because if you're a white person, you can afford to deny it. All you have to do is turn the dial. Bye. See you later. Maybe. Turn the dial. Don't think about this. Because you have the power. As a white person, you benefit from all this. I said you benefit when you apply for a job. That's one of the most obvious points. So there are a thousand points of light when it comes to profiting from white supremacy. And we whites kind of know that. We're afraid of what we might lose. We're afraid that real karmic justice might come down in reverse conditions so that we would be the ones in jail in the chains, because that would be right, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be direct karmic justice? Let's have the white people spend a century in jail. Well, that's not going to happen, ever. It's just not going to happen, not for being white. Now, it would be a thing if white people were searched, charged, convicted like black people. That would be frightening, wouldn't it? It's not going to happen that way either. It's not going to happen. You don't have to worry about that. No. Come on the side of social justice. Come on the side of destroying whiteness. Who can destroy whiteness best? White people. It'll be so refreshing when you realize that you're Polish. After all, when you realize that your people are Scandinavian. What are you in that sense? Are you Irish? Because white's not a gene. It's just a status. As I mentioned many, many times. And why am I bringing up whiteness so much? Because that is what has happened in the United States. That is what the Republicans have always counted on, aside from, as you heard from Greg Palast, gregpalast.com, aside from the fact that they actually stole the election in a huge way. Just wait till you find out the details on gregpalast.com just how much the Republican Party stole the election. No, it wasn't the Russians. Hey, the Russians don't know the first thing about stealing the elections. The Republicans did and do. They stole it. Unless you don't believe in mathematics, you know, maybe that's optional these days along with evolution. But yeah, the election is stolen. I lost my train of thought. How about that? I'm having such a good rant here. I want you to call 877-500-5266, 877-500-KABOO. I need another five people to call in right now and get that hoodie. 877-500-5266. Time is 8:37 Pacific time. We got a few minutes. That means you have got time now to spend 3 minutes on the phone, 877-500-5266. Up your pledge to the $20 level. Get the hoodie. Yeah. That's a great, we've got your size. You're going to look great in that. You're going to feel great in that. It's a nice, thick piece of cloth. You'll dig it. You'll like the design on the front. It'll make you think about the transmitter. It'll make you think about people's radio and what it can do. It is powerful. Yes, it is powerful. And we're almost 50 years old because we're powerful. And we've been doing the right thing, which is to get the money directly from you. Screw the government. Screw the corporations. We don't need them. They can all go the hell away. We're going to tell the truth on them. And we're going to depend on your contributions, nickels and dimes, $20 a month. So what? Get the hoodie. You can do it. And there might be a few of you who are on the edge. And so here's something you can really do for social justice. You can struggle. You can say, I am somehow going to make an extra $20 a month so I can have the hoodie, so I can support KBOO, so people can see that hoodie, so they can know about social justice and social radio, community radio. No centralized recruitment process, talking about cops who are racist. No centralized recruitment process or set of national standards exists for the 18,000 law enforcement agencies in the United States, many of which have deep historical connections to racist ideologies. As a result, state and local police, as well as sheriff's departments, present ample opportunities for white supremacists and other right-wing extremists looking to expand their power base. And that is what they're doing right now. You had better believe it. This is being furiously conducted right now across the nation because Trump is in power. This is me speaking and not The Intercept. This is what is happening in a very extreme way. You need to be aware of it. You need community radio. You need to call 877-500-5266 in a heavily redacted version of an October 2006 FBI Internal Intelligence Assessment. The agency raised the alarm over white supremacist groups' historical interests. Now, as I'm telling you this, keep listening because they've blown this off. Anyway, white supremacist groups' historical interests, that's their word, in infiltrating law enforcement communities or recruiting law enforcement personnel. The effort, the memo noted, can lead to investigative breaches and can jeopardize the safety of law enforcement sources or personnel. The memo also states that law enforcement had recently become aware of the term ghost skins. Ghost skins. Used among white supremacists to describe those who avoid overt displays of their beliefs to blend into society and covertly advance white supremacist causes. That's a quote. And in at least one case, the FBI learned of a skinhead group encouraging ghost skins to seek employment with law enforcement agencies in order to warn crews of any investigations. And let me just check with engineer Derek right now. I missed, he was trying to tell me something. Oh, he was trying to tell me that Pledge Central is ready to take your call now. Number to call 877-500-5266. Hello, Pledge Central.
Hey, Teresa, hello. We are always ready to take your call. Here at Membership Central, it is 877-500-5266. You are giving people fantastic reasons to support community radio. You are giving them information. You are giving them attitude. You are giving them defiance. You are actually bolstering solidarity as we deconstruct the, really heinous sort of situation that has been unfolding around us for generations, right? And a lot of people are now realizing, oh my God, Houston, we have a problem. Well, longtime listeners to KBOO and especially longtime listeners to Press Watch understand that this problem has not erupted without context, right? That there have been serious issues that we are addressing together along the way, and now, in fact, we are at a crisis point. And this is the time that we must pull together and we must support each other as we make the incredibly important, in fact, life and death sort of situation, sort of changes that we need to be about making. KBOO is a part of that. As our part of our mission, we have social change work, right? And you know that that is one of the most important reasons why we must support independent radio, why we must support KBOO. Right now is the time for you to jump in with your support. It is time for you to take it upon yourself to do your part to make this world a better place. And right now, the easiest step for you to take is to pick up your phone and dial 877-500-5266 and say yes to community radio, say yes to KBOO. Say, go ahead and get that hoodie. $20 a month, $240 is the level of membership that we are asking for give you that hoodie as our thank you gift. Please do take Teresa up on that offer and call right now, 877-500-5266. I want to thank Douglas for renewing in Northeast Portland. I want to thank Eric for renewing in Northeast Portland and Ron in Northeast Portland. Also renewing Mark in Southwest Portland. Barbara renewing in Northeast. William renewing in Northeast. Barbara, a brand new member in Blaine. Anne, a brand new member in Southwest. Helen and Amy both renewing their memberships in Gresham and Northeast Portland, respectively. Thank you. Thank you all so very much. Your support is fantastic.
That is a lot of renewals.
It is, and a lot of new members.
I think that calls for a frantic flailing of a cowbell.
Cowbell. More cowbell, Kyle.
I'll never get sick of it.
No, you shouldn't. No. But right now, let us go ahead, ring the phones, and we'll ring the cowbell for you, too. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Come on in. The water's fine. It is really time to hear from you as we are here in the second day of our February membership drive. It's an exciting time to be together and together in independent media, together in community radio, and together in the movement. You know that to stay together, we need to be informed and inspired. Teresa is a part of that inspiration. She's definitely a part of that information. And right now, you can give back to this community organization that gives so much all year round. So please do, one more time, pick up that phone, 877 800-500-5266. Jump on into KBOO with your membership. Renew your membership. Perhaps you want to increase your support this morning. Please make the call now. 877-500-5266.
Thank you so much, Pledge Central. And I am encouraged. We've got a lot of calls during Greg Palast. Please look up that website, gregpalast.com. Understand that the facts are the election was stolen. And I remember what I forgot in my rant earlier, where I was going with all that, and that was this election really, really, really was, and the Republicans have understood this so well for so long, and they've been so dodgy about it until now. It really was about race. It was about racial animus. It was about racism. It's so impolite to bring it up, and that's how it works. That's how it works, that we never say that to be white is to be racist. I want to emphasize it's a white person saying this. Big deal. Once you get over the threshold, you realize, oh, yeah, of course. Once you get over the threshold, you're like, well, that's the most obvious thing in the world. Because whiteness is a status. And whiteness and sheer chicanery, just sheer election rigging, to use the term, won that election for Donald Trump. And they are moving quickly on so many fronts. But one of the fronts they are moving on very quickly is to call law enforcement personnel together and tell them it's okay to be racist. And that's what having Jeff Sessions, the crackeriest cracker that ever was a cracker, you know, I don't like to use the word all that much because it's like, so bang, we throw this term back, so what? But oh yeah, if anyone ever deserved the term cracker, it was Jeff Sessions. And Jeff Sessions, in a slightly more overt way than most American white citizens, supports racism and racists and refuses to prosecute people who do various racist things up to and including, most certainly including and pointedly including murder. It's a murder regime. He's about murder. That's why he's there. He's the fox in the hen house, and we, the chickens, are going to be slaughtered. And, he is slightly less slick in his denial. And this is the point I want to emphasize over and over again. This is something I want to come back to on my broadcasts. Black Lives Matter and white denial is what keeps the system in place. That's all it takes. You have the power. You have the power of intimidation and murder. And everyone who didn't actually pull the trigger just kind of looks the other way. And that is how we become the pariah of the world. That is how we live in the blood and the shame of being the United States of America. And the statistics that prove what monsters we are to our own citizens, what monsters we are to us. And here's another thing. Tactically, logistically, we all of us, black, white, all races in the United States, all of us who are not part of the fraction of 1% who are represented economically by Donald Trump and the Goldman Sachs people he put in power, all of us are crushed by this. And we cannot hope to... We cannot hope to rise against the minority rule. We cannot hope to rise against our fraction of 1% masters until we acknowledge that we're on the damn plantation. We cannot move. We have been divided and conquered. That is where we stand now, divided and conquered, because most white people will not acknowledge the extent of racism, nor the fact that to be white, to believe in that whole thing, is to be a part of racism. And those, even to the point of those who voted for this open racist, will not acknowledge that they did it on a racist basis. It's a racist act to vote for someone who's openly racist. It is an act of racism. There's no doubt about that. It's very direct, but they will deny it. Denial, so important. KBOO People's Radio, breaking denial. Throwing a fissure into denial, saying the truth. It's pretty basic. It's pretty obvious. Repeating it is, you can tell when something's deep into denial, into the whiteout, when it feels so good to repeat the opposite. It should be boring. It should bore you senseless. If we were on the other side, if we in fact confronted the necessity of racism to the construction of the United States, it'd be no big deal. It'd just be noise. But I can feel the effects. I guess it's a sort of estimation or a gestalt, and I can certainly feel it. I can feel the reverberations of saying the truth into this microphone, and I'm so glad that KBOO is here, that I can do this, that all the rest of us here can do this, that we can talk about the truth, and we do it because you join, because you call us, because you have got the nerve to call up at 877-500-5266 and say, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I care about social justice. Yeah, we're going to move forward. Yeah, we're going to defeat Trump. We are going to defeat Trump. We are defeating Trump. The resistance is growing. 877-500-5266. It has to be you. It has to be right now. I suggest you be the fifth person. And the fourth person, fifth and sixth person, is to call in and get that hoodie, because I need 10. Like I was telling you, I need 10 to call in so we can raise $2,400 on this hour. We've just got a few minutes left, just a few minutes. And now Pledge Central is coming back to give you the details. Once again, that number, 877-500-5266. Come on in, Pledge Central.
Hello. All right, right now we're doing the winter drive. We have a room full of volunteers accepting phone calls and also snacks and coffee, just as a side note. And if you want to call and donate to make a one-time donation or become a member of KBOO, call 877-500-5266.
You know, Portland and the Pacific Northwest as a whole is in fact known for being a hotbed of radicalism, right? Under Bush the First, we were deemed Little Beirut, and we were deemed Little Beirut for a reason. Now, maybe you are in fact new to town. Maybe you weren't here during the hijinks of the Bush the First regime. But you know, maybe you heard about it. Maybe that's part of why you gravitated towards this end of the country. Maybe you are super excited to be a part of things now as they unfold again. Well, please, this is the time to step forward and understand how this kind of culture works. KBOO, as a community broadcaster, has been here since 1968, giving information about the resistance, right? Giving information that is relevant, news that we can use, news that we can incorporate into our lives, that we can add to the public discourse, and then we can create social change networks and social change together. And that, in fact, you know, there's actually a book out that was done by some professors at PSU called The Portland Edge that talks about eight different institutions in this area that have given Portland the unique character that it has. KBOO is actually one of those institutions that is named in that book. That is the kind of legacy that you are supporting when you call 877-500-5266. You are adding very actively and very tangibly to the resistance, to this defiant attitude that says, yeah, we are sick of the same old garbage that keeps people down, that keeps us all, you know, oppressed. We are sick of that. We are tired of that. It's time to move on. It's time to create something new, something vibrant, something beautiful. It's time to create that new world that Arundhati Roy can hear breathing around the corner, right? It is time for your participation here at KBOO Community Radio. Teresa is imploring you to get the hoodie. I can't think of a better thing to do myself. That is an important thing because it shows that you support KBOO to the tune of $20 a month. If you can afford to do that right now, my friend, it's the time to give us a call and make it real. 877-500-5266. $240 is what we ask for a contribution level for that hoodie. And perhaps you cannot do that. Please do consider giving in a monthly way to sustain us. I suggest that you give an hour's wage every month. You got a job, you got gainful employment. If you are in fact employed in a regular kind of way, think about giving us 1 hour's wage every month. I think that that's a wonderful way to sort of share around the responsibility of making sure KBOO stays uplifted and active for us all to keep informed, to keep inspired, to keep going together. We are looking to raise, oh gosh, about another $400 right now, and we can do it with your support. With your support, in fact, all things are are possible. That is about taking action together, right? And we all know, as listeners to Press Watch, direct action gets the goods. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You can also join us online, kboo.fm. Or perhaps you can come by 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, just between Burnside and Ankeny on beautiful, scenic Southeast 8th Avenue. And come on in. Get a tour of the station. We'd love to meet you, talk to you about why you love KBOO, show you how radio is made from the inside out, and see yourself as part of this bigger whole. It's exciting. Please take this moment and be a part. 877-500-5266.
And one of the reasons I'm crazy about KBOO is that it makes a superb educational resource. Like if you come by, we teach people how to be citizen journalists, how to mix live sound, or how to be broadcasters in general. And it really makes a really diverse, passionate community, and makes a really true voice of the people. It's been around for about 48 years. KBOO turns 50 in 2018.
It's true. It's true. We are 49. KBOO is 2 years younger than I am. That's what I know. But this is, and that actually is really super exciting, Kyle, because that means that we are the oldest independent community radio broadcaster in the country.
If that's not a legacy, I don't know what is.
And you, my friend, right now listening, you are a part of this legacy. You know you've already joined with your heart, with your mind, with your very soul, and certainly with your ears. This is the time to make it a little more tangible, a little more financially oriented. Become one of our sustaining members. Support community radio right now, because, in fact, without you, we can't do this. It is together that we make great community radio. It's a reciprocity sort of relationship. Reciprocal, I think, is the form of the word I'm looking for. It's a reciprocating, relationship, and we're asking you to do your part. 877-500-5266.
Well done. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Pledge
Teresa.
Central. Okay, this is February 9th, which means Chris Andre is coming up hosting Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. And I talked with her yesterday, and today she may have Barrett Brown. Now, if that name sounds familiar, it's because Barrett Brown is kind of a Snowden. And Barrett Brown, unlike Snowden, did not arrange for his self-exile. He did not set up button-down responses. Look that up if you don't know what that means. Certainly the intelligence community knows what that means. And he got busted, and he's been doing years. And he may be just free enough to talk to us on air. That's coming up in just 4 minutes, 5 minutes. This also means that you only have 3 minutes to call in. We need to get the last few people in. This means you need to decide that you are worth a hoodie. Are you? And that KBOO is worthy of your support, and that you can up your pledge, which already exists at $5 or whatever you're paying right now, up to $20 a month, because you're going to have that extra $15 or whatever in the bank next month, aren't you? It's going to be okay. Maybe you're going to make that extra effort. That it really is a commitment towards social justice, so that you can have that hoodie, so can other people can see the hoodie and say, that's a great hoodie, and what is KBOO, and you can tell them it's very important. It's of a piece. Do it now, please. 877-500-5266. 2 minutes left. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. At 10:15, we'll have Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Between the Covers, author, professor, and unabashed Beyonce fan, Roxane Gay, and her book, Difficult Women. That should be a blast. At 11:30, Words and Pictures looks at Dark Horse, acclaimed new gothic horror comic series, Harrow County. Now, Conch loaned that comic to me. I looked it over. Wow. And I think that you'll be very interested to hear about this. It was very entertaining. Thanks, KBOO members, for your general support during this winter membership drive. If you're not a current member, you can become one right now and get yourself a hoodie. We have your size. 2 minutes left. I think you're going to like having that hoodie now. That's $20 a month. It's too much to pay for a hoodie, but it's not too much for supporting. And that's the only way you can get it. It's not for sale anywhere. You can't just walk in and buy one. We don't sell them that way. No, this is for people who commit. Will you commit? Will you commit to social justice? Will you commit to People's Community Radio? 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Grindles across the street. Grindles. I was just over there, and they said, oh, it's Pledge Drive. We'll give you more coffee because Grindles gives us coffee. This is the sort of way that we do things. This is why we're going to stay here. This is why we're going to celebrate our 50th anniversary next year, because everyone pitches in. Are you the sort of person who has the shoulders, who bears the load for other people? will you, for the sake of that one person in Salem who just can't squeeze out another $5, who really needs to feed her kids first. We're there for her. Are you there for her? Are you there for her kids so that she can educate them with what she hears on KBOO radio? Because this is a 501c3 nonprofit educational institution. We are surely educating. And she needs it, and her kids need it. And she can't pay in, but you can. You've got a straight-up job. You can make that $20 a month happen and get yourself the hoodie. 877-552-66. You have 60 seconds. 60 seconds to call in. Please call in now. 877-552-66 and get that hoodie. In 2009, shortly after the election of Barack Obama, a Department of Homeland Security intelligence study written in coordination with the FBI warned of the resurgence of right-wing extremism. And I want to point that out. In 2009, we were kind of talking about it, weren't you? Do you remember that? 2009, we're saying, oh, look, there's kind of a backlash going on. People are so upset that there's a black president. Well, remember that, because we see the fruition of that now. The white supremacists got themselves organized. And as I was saying, there's very extensive evidence that they are in our law enforcement community, and that's how we keep that and the denial of what is going on, that and the denial of the depredation of whiteness. It's all of a piece. That is how we maintain this apartheid state. Don't be in denial anymore. I want to use an old-fashioned word, my fellow whites, repent. It's not that hard. Come over the other side. Repent. Repent of whiteness. Stop thinking of yourself as a white person. Stop thinking of yourself as that status. It's 10 o'clock. It is time for Air Cascadia. Thank you for listening. Please call in. Once again, that number, 877-552-66. Going out to you and all the ships at sea.
Today, KBOO is celebrating 49 years of community-produced journalism, public affairs, and breaking news.
We've been with you through fascism, neoliberal imperialism, and now, idiocracy.
We're not going anywhere either.
While bicentennials are good and fine, we wanted to make sure 49 got some love and attention, too.
Thanks to all KBOO members, past and present, and you, future donor listening in,
we know you're out there.
We appreciate your every contribution.